This is the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. It's Thursday morning, March 12th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OPFI Inc. 4Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on OPFI Inc. Reporting a strong fiscal year 25 performance with record revenue of $597,100,000 and adjusted net income of $139,800,000. The company saw a 13.5% increase in adjusted EPS and a 74.4% rise in GAAP net income. Management's focus on Model 6 and operating discipline drove profitability and capital return capacity, with $15,500,000 in share repurchases. FY26 guidance indicates continued growth despite temporary credit pressure.
Unlocking the huge potential of China's silver economy. In a recent survey by HKTDC, it was revealed that China's silver economy presents a trillion yuan market opportunity. With elderly consumers willing to pay a Hong Kong premium, the mainland's affluent seniors show a strong preference for Hong Kong-made products and services. This trend is expected to drive significant growth for Hong Kong businesses looking to tap into the mainland market.
Nonprofit launches free AI tool to combat predatory lending. Family Agriculture Resource Management Services, FARMS, has launched Loan Guard, a free AI tool to combat predatory lending practices. The tool instantly analyzes loan documents for harmful clauses, excessive interest rates, and unfair penalties. FARMS has a successful history of saving $25 million in property assets. Founder Jillian Hishaw emphasizes the importance of empowering individuals to protect their livelihoods from devastating agreements.
Hummy Facebook, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.